opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Free Fire Radio on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning in news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center on the 13th of October. Jared's in the running the boards today. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And it is the United States Navy Day.
Birthday.
Are you going to play the song?
Anchors Away?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, at some point you can play it. And,
well, you can do it while I'm doing the weather.
Well,
you can play Anchors Away while we're doing the weather. What do you think?
It needs its own.
Did I come in and move your cheese?
Yeah, but not unusual. One of our bump songs.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. And then do what you do.
All right. Let's talk about this. Currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios. How are all of you on this Wednesday? Of course, oh, my gosh, it's October 13th. One of my favorite days of the week, of the month, of the year. October 15th coming up. And I just... For those of you who are members, I'll be doing Jazz on the Patio out at the Riverview Country Club with a wonderful quartet. I've got my drummer coming in, Dan Kinkle from Chico. I have Dale Curtis coming in. He's flying in from Alaska. Thank God. I hope he makes it. You know, if Southwest is doing their deal, they're on time. Pat Couch on the keyboards, and of course the one and only Bruce Kalin on bass. So we'll be outside doing jazz from 6 to 8. You do have to know a member to come, but that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be beautiful. I love this time of year. It's my favorite time. Decreasing clouds today with a high of 70. Overnight lows of 48. Thursday calls for 76 with mostly clear skies of overnight of 49. Friday sunny with 81. So there you go with a little bit more warmth. And Saturday 84 and Sunday calls for 77. So no rain in the forecast here, but just some cloudy skies and some beautiful clear days. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. And with us today is...
Do-do-do-do.
Jeff Fink, who is the president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank.
That's correct.
Thanks for being on this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Well, it's your regular Wednesday, not yours, but Cornerstone's regular Wednesday, where you all highlight a business or a group, and that's been going on for several years now. So, you know, you get to hear about different businesses that that work with Cornerstone. And but it's cool today. We got a whole hour with the El Jefe.
El Jefe. Well, Jeff, you came in this morning. First of all, I have to laugh, and you chuckled with me as well, because maybe you talked about it before with me, and I just for some reason just this morning it registered that you have an identical twin.
Guilty.
And so I was saying.
Well, how do we know that? He's not sitting here right now.
I get right.
Well, I actually, if I walked out and he walked in, you all probably wouldn't know the difference.
Wow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was telling you that I saw an article or something about this is how retirement looks. Could have been an enjoy. But I know that you were also enjoy because you are a fabulous, one of your other many talents is that you're an artist with woodwork.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that
yes,
far.
Yes, you are. I've seen your work, and I think we have one of your pieces. Perhaps you donated to one of our charity live auctions.
I tell you why we don't, because it's happened twice, and the bidding went berserk. And after it gets to a certain point, and to buy it, I would have needed to walk over to Jeff and get a loan from the bank.
But so. My point being is that Jeff... said that this morning when he had that, he's the one who's retired. Cause I was thinking, oh God, please Jeff, don't retire because you guys are exploding. And so in this next hour, we get to hear all of the goings on with the growth of the bank and, your new location. And let's talk about Red Bluff as well.
Well, Red Bluff, that was our first, time we took sort of a blighted area and we improved it quite a bit. We bought the land that used to be the Riverside Restaurant, and it was in disrepair and kind of a homeless camp. And then so we purchased that, I want to say, back in 2016, and it was quite a process to get approval to build. And but we ended up with a little over an acre on the river down there, and it is a gateway image to the city. And so we built a building down there, and we overbuilt it purposefully. We built 7,500 square feet for the bank and left 7,500 square feet for a future tenant. And we partnered with USDA, and now they lease the other 7,500 feet, and it's we call the building Cornerstone Plaza. And it is a very attractive building, and completely changed the landscape.
It is a great-looking building. And so you partnered with, well, partnered may not be the right word, but you leased it to the United States Department of Agriculture?
Yes.
And what did they have down there? Must be, is it a large, it's, well, 7,500 square feet, but does it have a specialty or is it just general?
Well, it's two of the agencies under the umbrella of USDA, and they work, you know, with the agricultural community in a number of aspects. And so they have just now finally completed their move-in. They had some with supply chain issues, some problem with getting furniture, but that's all in place now, and they're quite pleased with the building and excited to be there and have their views of the river.
When you started out, let's go from the very beginning, because I'd like to know, like, do you have a planning commission and within your, did somebody say, oh, this place is for sale? How did that work? This place is for sale over there on the river. Let's expand. Is it 5 years out? Are you thinking how did that all happen?
Let's start earlier than that. Cornerstone.
Well,
how did that start?
Cornerstone started like most things start. It was an idea, and then it
struck. Over a cocktail napkin.
Yep, pretty much. And it was a group of business guys that decided, well, you know, Red Bluff didn't have a community bank anymore. It used to be Tehama Bank, and then they sold out. And so it was either big regionals or national banks. And they thought, oh, this is a brilliant idea. And so in October 2016, or 2006, they started the bank down there. And when you start a bank, you have to capitalize it. So you do an offering of stock, and you get your subscriptions to it. And we capitalized at $12 million. And lo and behold, 2006 was not a great time to start a bank. So they brought me in to actually start an operation in Reading. And not long after, I became the CEO of the bank. And we had a lot to turn around because in November of 2008, or actually September, October of 2008, we all know what happened, the near financial collapse of our system. And so we had a lot to fight through, and in fact, I was named the interim CEO in November of 2008. I didn't have a chief financial officer, and I had a chief credit officer that just resigned. And so we only had one way to go. Well, we had two ways to go, out of business or keep moving forward, and that's what we did. And so we struggled along for a few years and then opened up Reading in 2011. And that was a game changing for us. And we have continued to just put one foot in front of the other and built the bank. And then we opened up a downtown branch in Reading. Then we rebuilt our facility in Red Bluff. And then in our main branch in Reading was on Cypress, and we bought a building that everybody thought we were brain dead to do on Hartnell, which was the old Craig and Auto Center. And we really demonstrated what it means to repurpose and refresh and take something that was unused and make it usable. And so we created a pretty attractive space there. And it was embraced, and again, it's on a thoroughfare that people looked at and said, wow, I think they did a good job with that. And then the real game changer, another game changer for us was the PPP.
Big time. Exclamation mark.
So back in, we actually had a doubling of the bank size after PPP. Now, we didn't do anything different than we always have done it, high touch, high care, delivery of service. But when people needed a trusted advisor the most, they didn't want an 800 number or to figure out a new online process. They wanted to talk to a human being and actually say, do I qualify or don't I qualify? This will mean the difference of survival or not, or being out of business. And so I use the pronoun we, but it was really my staff, and it was probably their finest hour I've ever seen. They worked tremendous hours and delivered, and really, we almost doubled in size in terms of assets with that.
Well, let's just say we got to take a quick break here, but it wasn't that you just handled your customers. Other banks were sending people over. You all were the stars on this. You got people helped. You were, and it's not holding hands. It's what, being able to talk to somebody, that you had somebody there that from here that cares. And when other banks start sending you people, that's big.
Let's talk more when we get back after the break. Our guest is Jeff Fink. He's the CEO of Yes, Cornerstone Community Bank. We have a wonderful, and if you have any questions, you do call in 605-4567. More on the PPP direction of where you're going, community membership. And of course, this is your community talk radio, this portion of the show. Well, let's just talk about the fact that after we are going and embracing these different temperatures and how we're going into the fall, it really is imperative with your health, especially with, what we've got going on all around us, is your sleep, because that is how you can restore yourself and restore your health. And I just pretty much try to have a positive outlook for the next day. Sleep is one of the essential ingredients to a healthy lifestyle. And so we do own a Sleep Number bed, and it is the split top M8. Is it M8? It's like a spaceship. And so we can change it all the time depending on the stress level our bodies have been into. And many of you know that we're writing now, so we've got we've got different aches and pains. And so it's all good stuff. Sleep number. Yeah, my sleep number setting was 20 last night.
Yeah, my sleep number setting was 40 last night. And the thing about Sleep Number is that it does work. We have many friends who have bought Sleep Number and are very happy with it. We have family members who bought Sleep Number. And Sleep Number right now, you can save up to $800 on a Sleep Number 360 smart bed, plus special financing for a limited time only. At our Sleep Number store right here in town at the Target Shopping Center, go down and see Steve or any of the professionals down there. Ask them questions. Lay on the beds. And I'm sure you'll be happy. Everybody so far has been. Now, that special financial offer is subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Black Bear Diner is really spicing things up for the fall. Their classic homemade chili is backed by popular demand. Grab a cup, bowl, or have it in their new chili cheeseburger. They've also added Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Wing Sauce to your choice of condiments. Spice it up at Black Bear Diner. Stop by 2605 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading or learn more at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
The Navy's birthday.
Now, you were
welcome
watching,
back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
You're watching the football game. Who won out of the? You were somebody was playing last. One of the, was it Navy or Army?
I try to watch one of the two teams on the weekends if they're out there. Army's not having a good season this season, so, but that's okay. Navy is. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair is a better-known business and truly an artisan when it comes to working with glass. He doesn't take chances with your safety or your family's safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff Wurst can fix it. For a free inspection and analysis, give him a call at 241-8373 to make an appointment or stop by at 3208 South Market Street. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We're here with Jeff Fink, who is the CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank. As he pointed out, he's the only president of a bank in Reading that you can call.
Yep.
If you're correct. In Reading. The rest of them have all... They've all been taken over or merged or, you know, they're all, and Cornerstone stands by itself right now. You got a local board of directors. Of course, their employees are local like this. The PPP, when it happened, was kind of a huge game changer for everybody. And it obviously it impacted on you guys.
Yeah, it was a it was an interesting, you know, of course, an interesting time for all of us when COVID hit and shelter in place, and you know, we went from one of the most severe economic downturns in one quarter to the most impressive recovery the quarter later. And so the response on all fronts was flying by the seat of your pants. And I'm talking about from the legislation that had to be passed to the implementation, and the Paycheck Protection Program was implemented by the Small Business Administration. And, you know, they took some knocks, but I have to say that to all of a sudden go from an enterprise that was used to doing 7As and 504 loans and a few of their programs to all of a sudden being thrown into this and saying deliver for the American public, I have to give them high marks. And then the rollout was through banks, and a number of banks sat and said, wait a second, we don't understand the program yet. And nobody did, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had to take a risk of faith to jump in early. And we took that because we had a strong sense that the more businesses that could apply for it, receive those dollars, the healthier our recovery locally was going to be. So we jumped in with both feet and delivered the best that we were possible that we possibly could. And so that, and we weren't the only bank by any means. A number of banks did a terrific job. And but again, you know, I think from my position, it was one of our finest hours.
Well, you know, I think the proof's in the pudding there that people were being sent to you from other banks because they couldn't handle it. And so your people stepped up, saved, I don't know how much money you distributed through that program.
I probably know. Well, yeah, I'm trying to remember now. The first round was $86-87 million. Then the second round funding was, I want to say, right around $60 million. It was... I do have an interesting story on that. We ended up doing a PPP loan for a YMCA in the Bay Area,
mm-hmm,
because their bank couldn't do it for them. And then that they talked to another YMCA on the East Coast, I want to say in Boston, and they needed a loan as well. And one of their folks said, well, our big bank can't do it for us. Why should some little podunk bank in California be able to do it for us? And our chief credit officer, Matt Mosley, said, well, I don't know why they can't do it, but we can. And so we did that loan, and then we did another loan for YMCA on the East Coast as well. That was significant for all three organizations. And so it was sort of fun for me to tell that story to my brother, which spent his career in the YMCAs. And so he knew these organizations and who ran them and so forth. So that was sort of a fun family circle to have there.
I had no idea that you were helping people from out of area.
We really didn't go too far out of the area. This was some unique circumstances,
yeah.
So we jumped in on that as well.
Now, something happened before the first shutdown that you all did the year before. And it just happened to come up that you all did, it was an exercise or a, what happens if nobody can come to work?
Well, all banks from a regulatory standpoint have to go through, disaster scenarios. And actually, you know, early in my career, I thought this is a pain in the keister. This is somebody thought of something that we should go through these make work exercises. But we actually, they have been proven rather effective throughout the country because we are seeing a number of natural disasters from flooding to wildfires to everything else. So we go through this once a year in tabletop testing. And just so happened we had a mock scenario where we had to jettison all our workforce and have them work remote. Through that process, we discovered that there was some shortfalls in our systems, and mainly credentialing and also making sure we had the equipment necessary. And so we fix those problems, and lo and behold, when shelter-in-place hit, we jettisoned 70% of our workforce, and they had to work remote, and we didn't lose a beat. We didn't have any credentialing problems, which a lot of banks were lined up with some credentialing problems for people to go remote, because you have to build in all the security protocols around that in order to do it. And then there was also a massive fight for equipment. People were putting 10 PCs in their baskets to purchase, and all of a sudden they go to check out online, and there's no more computers in their basket. They were gone.
They were gone already.
And so we were fortunate on that we were able to not miss a beat, and it was because of that advance.
Now, and for some people out there, this is not because Jeff got a special phone call from the president.
That was forward-thinking.
That said, hey, by the way, we're going to have COVID next year.
No, and, I don't have a direct line to the Treasury Department or the White House. You know, I get my news from you all, so, you know.
What do you, and I would like to talk about that after the break, what does it feel like when you're in the banking industry and our debt ceiling is where we are right now? I'm kind of curious if you go home and think about that.
Well,
we have to take a break.
We have to take a break.
Okay, and, lead that into the next break.
Okay. That's right. I'm teed up.
And then we want to talk about everything you're seeing in all the growth around here in town, because when I walk out the back door, there's this big cornerstone sign next to the new parking structure. That's kind of cool to see, too. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, Linda's Little She Cave, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Rebecca and Henry, when they send her a birthday card.
They're really hard workers. They do a great job. They really do. I just recently went in, and, of course, you know, if you wear your jewelry and you bang it around, just wearing it daily, sometimes your prongs or stones can get loose. I mean, just walk in there, get your battery changed, and, you know, that's, you have to maintain stuff. And they're a great place, like I said, locally owned. They really put their heart in their work. 222-2750, located on Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
$75,000 swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play and cash every Thursday in October at 7 and 8 p.m. Final drawing on October 28th at 7 and 8 p.m. 25 lucky winners will have the chance to fall into winter with cold hard cash and free slot play. All you need is a free River Club card to play. More drawings, more winners, more fun. What would you do with all that cash? Must be 21 to participate. See winriver.com for more information.
Your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me
every time. Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050, or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
When you went away, now you're making me mad.
Did you go in and ask him to play that?
Remember, despite
yep.
our okay,
arrangement,
wait.
I'm your man.
Are we going to hear
it? You'll be back, soon you'll see. You remember you belong to me.
That's the King of England.
From Hamilton.
In Hamilton. Carl had this on his brain this morning.
Yeah, I'm walking around whistling it in the house. It's making me crazy. Yeah, yeah. Anyway,
it was really good. We went on Sunday.
When you go to see shows, you know, every so often there's like, boom, it's like a little showstopper.
Uh-huh.
Well, this guy is just, you know, he's great. Well, the whole
yeah,
thing
the
was
production
great.
Was really
but the,
amazing.
Yeah.
Stellar. I don't even know the word. It's
but they what
the best of the
is,
best.
Yeah, but the it's totally an ensemble cast, and he was playing other parts in there too. So anyway, we're here with Jeff Fink, who is the president, CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank. We've talked about how they started in probably not one of the best times of the decade of 2006, and then now the growth that y'all have had, and of course getting ready to open up the latest branch in Anderson. One of the things that we asked right before we went, you know, you asked a question, and I wasn't listening.
All right, so do you recall where we were?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
I'm glad Jeff was.
We went over to Hamilton, we've been down the street, now we're back.
You were talking about debt ceilings and probably general economics and... And that was my study in college, was economics. So I'm always pretty fascinated by what's going on and how our market's moving, what's the general state of the economy, what are we setting up for the future, all of this stuff. You know, and the debt ceiling that's a brain-dead thing. Congress has to do it. Everyone, I think, knows that. You can't default on what. As a country. And so everything right now is positioning to say, okay, who gets what and what it's going to be. And it'll be interesting to see if they do some things right, how much they get right and how much they get wrong. It's usually when, you know, legislation's made and programs are debated, it's not a question of whether or not they're going to get it all right, whether or not it's the totality that happens. And hopefully the totality goes more on the right side than the wrong side. And everybody can sort of have their opinions about it, but frankly, the economy is so incredibly complex, no single mind can comprehend what is always right and the perfect route to go. And you have to understand, too, economics is not a pure science. It's a social science. Why is it a social science? Because it deals with individual behavior, and individuals are not always rational. And so you got both rational and irrational decisions taking place, and that also goes right into politics. So that's kind of a long way around the barn, is saying, you know, who really knows in some respects. But the debt ceiling is a no-brainer. You cannot default on your debt.
No, you've got to do that. And but the new budget, that $3.5 trillion budget, I mean, there's even, you know, both sides are looking at this thinking that that's an awful lot of money.
Yeah, fiscal spending. So you got two ways to, for the government really to affect the economy. One is through monetary policy, and we hear the interest rates set by the feds. The other one is government spending. The old rationale on fiscal spending is it doesn't matter what you spend it on. If you spend it, you're going to juice the economy. So it used to be guns and butter. Spend it on military or social services, and either one's going to have essentially the same effect. So you're going to inject dollars into the system, which increases the velocity of money, increases that, and then the old adage is you do too much of it, you're going to spike inflation. And now the debate on inflation is it transitory or did we inject some permanent inflation into the system? That is really being heavily debated right now in the economic community. And so that will be an interesting question in terms of how that gets answered, and nobody will really know. We just the print just came out this morning on the inflationary numbers, and they were more muted than expected, actually. The big inflation number right now, and this comes right back to a policy question, is it's on rents. They have really spiked, and that's, living expenses or shelter expenses is a major component of the CPI in terms of the weighting. And so when you see increases there, that's what will hit somebody's pocketbook. It's not discretionary. The other non-discretionary aspect is in food and energy. And so pocketbooks are being affected right now. And so anytime, you know, you ask me if something's too high, and back when COVID hit, was I going to buy an RV? No, the demand spiked and prices went way up. It wasn't the time to buy it, but that's a discretionary expenditure. Do I need my food and I need my shelter? Yes, I don't have discretion on that. I have to suffer those increases. And so we're seeing that played out right now. And back on the shelter side, is the policy question has always been, why can't we build affordable housing? One of the great things that we're seeing in our community is a number of affordable housing units being built and added. I think that's going to bode well for our community going down the road. And, I think the McConnell Foundation, K2 Development, they have both been big players in the forefront of this. And I do think it's some forward-thinking stuff, because you have to marshal all your resources in order to make that happen. And so you need some really smart business guys. You need a philanthropic organization that is looking forward to the community, and you need, and that's needed to leverage the government dollars that are available. And that is just all the components coming together is pretty hard to do, let alone manage all of the avenues in order to win the grants and everything else for this. So, you know, I think have to be pretty thankful that we have an organization like the McConnell Foundation, K2 Development, the City of Reading looking at it, and moving that stuff forward. So, from a local standpoint, housing the affordable housing front, we're winning the game right now.
You mentioned something earlier. We know that you deal with economics. You used CPI for, and it just kind of flew out. Could you share with our listeners what CPI is?
That's the Consumer Price Index. You know, there's a number of different inflationary measurements that we go through. But that's the big one in terms of looking at, you know, it's basically a basket of everything that we buy and use, from leisure to food prices to dining to energy, car sales, a number of them. And they're all weighted with their components. For example, car sales after the shelter in place, the inflation on cars went way up, or the pricing went way up. And we've seen it the last few months actually come down. And so this is where we look at whether or not something's transitory or permanent. And in that front, there's a couple of things that really weighed on that. One is the rental car market sold off. They couldn't rent cars. We got to sell them all off. And then all of a sudden they had to build up their inventory again. And so that was a huge demand spike. And then we've seen chip shortages across the board. A lot of the components we're seeing right now are still supply chain issues. And that has a number of factors to it, too. Everybody thinks it might be, okay, we can't manufacture enough. That's one component. We load up our ports and we can't get it off the ships. That's another component. But another real huge component right now is trucking. We, you know, most of the 70% of everything that's delivered is delivered through trucks, and we have a shortage of drivers.
We just had Shasta College on, and from their heavy equipment and getting their CDLs and all this, he said the average age of truck drivers in the United States is in their 60s, which means that they're going to be retiring here soon. And you're talking like a million person shortage when it comes to trucks.
Well,
so, you know, that's, and seven, like you said, 70% of everything moves on trucks. And then moving on trucks also is affected by the cost of fuel. And now the cost of fuel is skyrocketing, and the cost of crude oil is skyrocketing.
It's amazing how intertwined and interconnected everything is.
Well, that's why your food costs more. That's why that's why your goods cost more.
We do have to take a quick break, but quickly, we had dinner last night with somebody who spends time and has a home in Long Beach as well, and they were talking about in San Pedro, one of the major port there, that the container ships were lined up for 30 miles.
Yeah,
30 miles of shoreline, because they talked about it last night about riding their bike and how far it went. These are ships that can't deliver. They have to wait their turn to deliver. So people say, it's happening.
Long Beach only went to a second shift this last week. They were only working 8 hours a day. I think down in L.A. they were running three shifts. So that's part of that is a labor problem.
Supply and demand. Okay, we're here with Jeff Fink. He is the CEO and president of wonderful Cornerstone Community Bank. We're going to talk when we get back, hopefully, about the brand new location. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance, where we do our insurance, and they also specialize in financial information. All your needs under one roof, helping families and veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Located on Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back. I'm going to get that out of my mouth. We will be right back after these messages.
Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the near your destination, the more you slip sliding away.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy.
Simple.
A cowboy way.
Yep. I think we're all longing for that.
Pursuing a life.
Welcome back to our morning show here with guest Jeff Fink, who's the CEO and president of Cornerstone Community. As you see, I wrote these words down. You said, high touch, high care, delivery of service. I like that.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Hobbs Farms. It's open now, and it's fall fun with family night every Thursday night, and which means go-karts, bumper cars, pony rides, and all haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday at Hawes Farms out in Deschutes Road in Anderson. Tickets available at the gate or online at hawesfarm.com. We already gave away all of our tickets. You all just snapped them right up there. So
enjoy.
Yeah, have a good time out there. As Linda said, Jeff Fink is our guest. And we were talking during the break about, let's look into the future a little bit. I mean, we could talk about how great it is downtown, all the growth, and then now this, proposal to buy the land around the Civic.
Positive move forward. That's
a, you know, it's very positive, but there's more to it, though. I mean, there's the rate of change, as you mentioned, is incredible.
Oh, it's remarkable for, actually, as you look at the history of mankind, and it's a remarkable amount of change in a very compressed period of time. Just look at my industry, for example. We went eons of banks being, they were always the same. There was, I mean, remember back in the, what was it, this late 70s?
When you had a passbook.
Well, yeah, you had your passbook, you went into the branch. Branches were significantly overbuilt because everything had to be done inside four walls. And you always balanced your checkbook. You didn't look online. And it wasn't until, you know, late 70s, we had this major, massive change in banking. And it was called an ATM. And now we're seeing change really significant with the fintech plays out there right and left trying to figure out how to develop a better mousetrap. But from a societal standpoint, we are seeing changes that are so rapid fire from AI to medical. I mean, the day will come, and it won't be that far away, and the surgeon will be in some city someplace else delivering your surgery from some kind of robotics there, and you're going to go in and you say, I don't want the human being. I want the machine to operate on me. You will see automation from the standpoint of autonomous driving. My wife can't wait for this to happen where she doesn't have to drive anymore. She just gets in a vehicle and it takes her someplace. Imagine the change of that from the standpoint of an aging population where all of a sudden you don't have people that really want to drive. They shouldn't be driving. They don't have to anymore. Imagine from not having any more truck drivers driving. These are societal changes that will be massive in their scope, and it's going to require all of us to take a step back and say, hey, we got to figure this out together, because labor might not be rewarded the way it has been in heretofore, and the number of displaced people eventually will be huge on society. I mean, it's going to be really interesting, and my great hope is that everybody takes a deep breath and says, wow, I don't know nearly as much as I think I know, and I don't have all the answers. And the way you get good answers is nobody needs to be right all the time, and nobody needs to take the credit. Collectively, we got to get it more right than wrong. And so, you know, my great hope going forward is after we get past some of this huge partisan stuff and everything else, but from people to people, we get back to the you know, dinner table talks, and we listen probably more than we do now, and that we recognize that any answer for society is not easy. And it's not simple. It takes a understanding and an appreciation to say, I don't know it all. Let's listen and try to figure this out. And that's my great hope right now on the political front, that we quit posturing and we say, okay, we got big questions to answer.
You know, you don't have to like somebody to work with them. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody thinks, you know, in the Marine Corps, we were just all tight, like brothers. Well, you are brothers. But every family doesn't get along, and there could be people in your officer corps you just didn't get along with, but there was never any doubt they did, you know, that they didn't have your back, or you wouldn't have theirs, and you weren't pushing for the same thing. If we could just get our political leaders to do that, I don't have to agree with you, but this is what's good for our country. They can't even agree on that, you know. They can't even agree that spending more and more money each year than we make, It's got to impact on us someplace. I couldn't run my business. You would never support our business if we ran it like that. You wouldn't have a bank.
You wouldn't be in business.
I wouldn't be in business. You're right. And somebody took all the numbers that the government spends, and they said, just take off 8 zeros from the end of it.
Well, we just want to. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
And figure that's your household income. And then you find out that, okay, my household income is $28,000, but I'm spending $36,000. So where's the rest of it go? Oh, it goes on this credit card. Well, now my credit card's $265,000. At what point, Jeff, does it get to be too much?
Well, it's an interesting question. I mean, if you look at the sovereigns across the board, across the globe, everybody's in debt, and we've used debt, and debt can provide proper leverage and economics activity, and then you say, you know, what level of government is the best level of government? And these are questions that I don't have the crystal ball for.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we have, I think, that we've discovered through kind of modern economic study is deficit spending done wisely and at certain times is prudent. World War II was a great example, and the prosperity that came out of that afterwards was a great example of it. And then we went into trying to balance a budget And that was a big debate of the, if you remember, during the Nixon administration. I mean, when Nixon came in, he was going to balance the budget, and then we ended up with other issues. And actually, when you look at it,
when you look at it
from the standpoint of you know, what administrations actually created the most deficits, it's and granted, I'm a very conservative person. It's been the Republican, and so what's said and what's been real is kind of two different things sometimes. Yeah. Now, there is a definite limit to it, and right now the percentage of debt to GDP is too high in my estimation.
Well, one last question here before we have to, you know, break. When is the new branch in Anderson opening up?
Right around the first of the year.
Mm. Okay. So is it going to be like a grand opening?
Yeah, we'll do something. I know my our marketing folks are teeing that up. But, again, that's a great – we're pretty pleased with that. We bought an old dilapidated corner that used to be Kentucky Fried Chicken, and it had a few iterations of other things. And
parts is parts.
So we're completely redoing that. We gutted it. We're expanding it some, and it'll.
Oh, Anderson, the people down there, they're happy.
Oh,
they're happy.
It's going to completely change the corner of Ventura and Balls Ferry there.
Yeah, that's great. And I can expect over the next few years that there'll be other branches that will be, you know, other places, probably. Well,
We're not done growing.
Good. Jeff Fink, who is president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, we bank with them. We have nothing but great experience.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with Jake Mangus, and we're looking at that new economic snapshot of Redding and Shasta County.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Says organized retail theft is causing it to close 5 more stores. It's another blow to a city that has earned a reputation for widespread and brazen shoplifting. A company spokesman says despite increases in security, theft at the San Francisco stores is 5 times the Walgreens average. Last year, Walgreens closed one store where the chain said it was losing $1,000 a day to thefts. SFGate reports the company has closed at least 10 stores in San Francisco since the start of 2019. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Labor Department reports consumer prices rose by 0.4% last month. That was a bit higher than the August gain, fueling the largest annual increase in inflation in 13 years. On Wall Street, the Dow down 148 points, the Nasdaq up 49. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You spend a third of your life in bed. That's why we make the most comfortable sheets in the very best way. I'm Scott Tannen. 8 years ago, my wife Missy and I founded Boll & Branch to create the new standard in bedding. We source pure organic cotton and put workers' rights first. Today, Boll & Branch makes the highest quality sheets in the entire industry. You'll feel the difference of our famous signature sheets. They're made from pure organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Now's the perfect time to try Boll & Branch sheets, pillows, bath towels, and so much more. Each is made with super soft organic cotton by workers who are paid fairly and have come to feel like family. It's time to make the better choice and get the new standard in bedding. Visit BollandBranch.com today for free shipping and returns.
Experience a new standard of comfort at BollandBranch.com and take 15% off your first set of sheets with promo code GOLD. That's B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code GOLD.
French troops launching the final phase of a troop withdrawal from a town in northern Mali.
Kidal was one of the last strongholds of Islamist militants in northern Mali before French troops took it over in early 2013. Now the French are handing over control of the town to the UN peacekeeping mission, MINUSMA, and the Malian armed forces. There are currently more than 5,000 French troops in Mali. But in June, President Emmanuel Macron announced he would be reducing France's military presence in the country by almost half.
The BBC's Martini Jones. Hundreds of Bulgarian coal miners and energy workers staging protests today demanding government guarantees for their jobs amid bids by the European Union to close mines and reduce carbon emissions. Buses carried protesters from across Bulgaria to the capital, demonstrators chanting, "We want jobs," as they marched to the headquarters of the government. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Federal highway safety investigators want to know why Tesla didn't file recall paperwork when it updated autopilot software so it would do a better job spotting parked emergency vehicles.
In a letter sent to Tesla, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration told the electric car maker that it has to do a recall if an over-the-internet update mitigates a safety defect. The actions show an escalating confrontation between Tesla and the agency as it moves to regulate partially automated driving systems. In August, the agency opened an investigation into autopilot after getting multiple reports of Teslas crashing into emergency vehicles parked on highways with warning lights flashing.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The White House touting a deal that will see the Port of Los Angeles start round-the-clock operations 7 days a week, part of an effort to ease a supply chain crunch, driving prices higher and emptying store shelves. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. We're here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Free Fire Radio. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM right here at KCNR. Phone lines here are 605-4567 and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room, as several of you have. And then, of course, we're on YouTube, so you can take a look. It's all look over there and wave. There you go. No, Linda, you don't shimmy. It's waving.
Well, I waved in my way. So okay. Good morning, everybody. Currently 53 degrees.
You were supposed to wave your hand.
I did.
Okay.
Both of them. Decreased clouds today with a high of 70. Overnight lows of 48. Thursday calls for sunny with a high of 76. Friday sunny, 81. Saturday sunny, 84. And Sunday, 77.
There you go.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated. Boy, they've got some great things going on there. Talk about a wonderful, community-driven company. Cornerstone Community Bank was just on with Jeff Fink. Boy, that was amazing. I could just sit with that guy. He should be a teacher as well. But anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome, 365-3793.
Your quality index is 18, is excellent. Excelente, as they say. And, Jeff was leaving, he talks about cycles, not just in business, but in countries and things like this. And that's a half hour show right there, but essentially what it is, you start at the top, you know, you've done something. And then it goes from production and all this to the me side of it, and you start that downward spiral until you get into a trough. And then you start building back up again. Perhaps the U.S. is in the me first type thing, heading for the trough, but then to build back up. It's interesting. It's an interesting thought. Anyway, we're here with Jake Mangus. CEO, we're here with just CEOs.
Hey, good morning to both of you, by the way.
Of course, the Reading Chamber of Commerce and Eric Woodstrom, who heads up Golden Valley.
Good morning. I was hoping that, you know, today's chamber hour, we could turn this into not only commerce on the streets, but also economic development, because Eric Woodstrom, of course, is on the board of the EDC, and Todd Jones, who's the president of the EDC, he and I work together constantly, and we have to shake ourselves sometimes because we can't believe that we're doing this together right now. It's just an awesome, awesome team to be working with right now.
Yeah, there's been a lot of wins certainly recently in our community.
My gosh, you know what? As bad as it is at some things, and you know, we have a tendency to hear
a variety of things, things happening to individuals. We get phone calls from people that are having problems in this town. And, you know, it may seem small to you, but to them, it's hugely significant. And so if I try to point them in the right direction. I say, this is a wonderful letter you wrote me. You need to send it to the city council. You need to, you know, because they're the ones that make the final decision on this. And then let me know, what happens with this. Keep me apprised of this because I totally understand what your problem is. It would bother me too. But then we have people on like Danny Knott.
Yeah, and, amen.
And Danny, we've known Danny a long time. Before, he was K2, but before they got into
before
downtown.
Before we really knew what K2 is all about.
Well, before they got into the downtown here. And then 2 days later, or the next week, he came back. He was my co-host. And but the drive and the determination of young people, teaming with, in this case, we're talking, you know, for that proposed land sale, that was unsolicited, but the first meeting, in fact, is today.
Tonight at 5:15, City Council chambers.
And if you want to find out what's happening with that proposed land sale, go to the meeting. If you want to have a say in what happens with this and what Reading is going to look like, go to the meeting. Get involved. There are things there that, you know, if you don't like it, you need to say, hey, wait a minute, I think that this isn't going to work for our community. But if you do approve it, just, you know, let them know that so that we as a community can move forward quickly and smartly about it. But if you don't get involved and a decision's made, I'm sorry.
Yep.
You had your chance.
You had your chance for input. I think
the
city manager's office and the city council have said they want input.
That's
all they want.
They've insisted on it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're not going to make decisions without a lot of input from everybody. Anybody that wants to give input, the organizations that use the land around there, neighbors, anybody that's been in town for a long time or a little bit of time, come down and give input.
Nobody has the market on good ideas.
Right.
You know what? And
other than Jake.
No. My wife. Please. Reflecting now.
And likewise.
That's true. I do know that.
But the bottom line is, you know, somebody that lives down there or lives in that area sees something that nobody else sees because they live down there. And they see it, and they go, well, if you do this, this happens. Well, my God, it's like going to your machine gunner, your 18-year-old machine gunner, in front of him. He knows everything that's going on in front of him, and he can tell you all about it. You'll get all types of insight from that. Now, if you go beyond that, it starts dropping off. But right there, he's good. He's great. And that's what we need from the people here. Come in. Give us your great ideas.
See, Carl went straight to intense military experience. I was thinking more like my bullpen coach or something, you know.
Which is intense training as well.
Yep.
All right. Well, came in with some flyers. Yeah. You guys are all on fire. We need to maybe we'll take a – do you want to take an early break and we'll come back in and we'll just have this great block of time?
Sounds great.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, which, by the way, is the one that underwrites our Chamber of Commerce coming in here once a month. And so we want to give a big shout out to them for that. But they are among the highest rated hospitals in America for the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services when it comes to so many different specialties. As you heard yesterday, they're having 24 residents start at Shasta Regional they're bringing in 24 residents and they're here for a 3-year period. So, and besides learning specialties and this, they also are going to learn what a great place this is. Imagine keeping half of those doctors that are here. And that's just one of the things they're doing. They have so many other things. Healing starts here. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Don't miss Wind River Resort and Casino's Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, featuring two of Redding's hottest DJs. Dress up, bust out your dance moves, and enter the costume contest. Over $2,500 in cash and prizes. Battling DJs on the ones and twos, playing all the hottest hits. Fire and Ice Halloween Bash, only at Wind River Resort and Casino, Saturday, October 30th at 9 p.m. Must be 21. Tickets on sale at windriver.com and the River Club.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning, everyone.
This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil, Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Remembering our past and looking to the future, they've been around since 1967. They are a solid company delivering fuel and fuel products throughout the western United States. They are on the front lines of our firefighters. They're delivering jet fuel to the tankers. You know, there is a continued, rising of cost in our power sectors, and SST Oil is keeping those prices as level as they possibly can. They're always looking for good drivers, but they also have the Toyo heaters and the Toyo water heaters. And it's getting to get cold at night. So these are the guys you want to call to make sure that you always will have on-demand hot water all the time. You can give them a call at 241-1167. That's SST Oil. We're here with Jake Mangus, CEO of the Redding Chamber of Commerce, and Eric Wittstrom, who is the director of the Golden Valley Bank up here. I guess that's a good term.
As good as any.
Good as they come. State of the city.
Yes, sir.
Very positive.
Oh, absolutely. It was really fun in the end to find the home for it this year, considering all the circumstances of life. Mayor Reznor and I were insistent upon moving forward with the event, doing it outside, having it be, following all the health and safety guidelines and all that. And what we ended up getting was this really, like, studio moment to me. It was sort of a made-for-TV scenario where you were under the umbrellas at Umbrella Alley, the LED wall behind the stage, and even, you know, a lot of pomp and circumstance with the Foothill High School drum line.
Yes.
And when we were
talking, were a good drum line.
It's something, you know, when you're in a planning meeting and you're talking about, okay, then the drum line's going to come around the stage and the mayor's going to be leading the band down the street.
Yes, it was fabulous.
You're going like, will people show up? Will everything, go off without a hitch? What's going to happen? Something unexpected. And actually, the unexpected part maybe was just how well it really went. Because Mayor Reznor, was a Foothill High School student, and so to kind of do an ode to her alma mater, if you will, to the Cougars, to lead them down.
Right.
And it was really a positive vibe. I really liked that, and celebrating the momentum in this community and right in the heart of downtown Reading, the upstart downtown. And one of the things that the Chamber has done over the last couple of years now is partnered with Golden Valley Bank on the economic snapshot, which really gives you an overview of the local economy. How are we doing? This is like a scorecard. And so there's this, looking over the last period of time and then asking local business owners and leaders to look future focused for the next 12 months. How do you think things are going to go? So it's the snapshot and this business confidence survey. And I want Eric Woodstrom to tell us about this in a moment. But I want to say that it's been great to partner with the bank on this. And especially when you can share such good news, Q2 2021 in Reading, all five key economic indicators are up big time. So anyway, Eric, this has been a great tool for the bank, I'd imagine.
Eric Woodstrom,
and the way you do this is you send out a survey to everybody that's in the Chamber of Commerce.
We send it out to our mailing list, which are chamber members and some non-chamber members, but mostly chamber members, and we ask them on the business confidence survey side to tell us, what do you think the next 12 months look like for you? And what we ended up discovering is that they are optimistic about the next 12 months. When you're looking at top line sales, profits, and employment, all of those are the vast majority, like 70-80% or more of business owners said we anticipate those either increasing or remaining the same over the next 12 months, which bodes well for us locally, I think.
Yeah, this is, as Jake said, we work together with the Chamber on putting this out, put it out twice a year. It has some, economic measurements as well as the confidence survey, which, in my opinion, what's most interesting is the confidence survey. And like you said, coming out of COVID and all the disruption that we've had, to see the confidence that's coming from the responses of the business people in our community is really encouraging for us. We do this for Reading. We've done it now 3 years in a row for Reading. We're headquartered in Chico, and we do a similar one for the Chico area. And we're opening we just bought some property, and we're opening in Oroville, actually. And they've begun putting out an economic snapshot for Oroville, too. But today we'll talk about the Reading one, obviously. There's kind of five measurements we have: sales tax, building permits, housing prices. We look at the transit occupancy tax.
The transients you want in the community. Yeah. Those staying in hotels.
The ones that pay in the hotel. And then employment, as opposed to the normal measurement you hear on the news, which is unemployment. We look at gross employment. And as you said, Jake, all of these indicators are up. This quarter, we measure them quarter to quarter, and some of them are as high as they've ever been. When we look at sales tax revenue, it's as high as it's been since we began measuring this back in 2010. We've got data going back about 11 years. And so all that is telling us that economically people are spending money, investing, but the building permits going up. They're investing in our community. Housing prices are going up, and we know that housing prices are high. We hear it every day. But when we look at the affordability of housing in our market, it's still relatively affordable. The first time home buyer, if there's two people that are fully employed, even at just above minimum wage, they can afford, if they can find a down payment. The down payment is usually the largest problem, but they can afford a mortgage, you know, to buy a home up to $400,000, $450,000 with where rates are today. So it's really kind of encouraging.
Just using your snapshot here, yep, just at the housing market, the average house sales price in Q2,
yep,
was $401,000, up 26% from 1 year ago. Prices were up 26.8% or nearly $85,000 when compared to 2 years ago. And property stayed on the market an average of 29 days, down from 42 days. And
yep,
if you talk to a house realty who comes on a regular, sure, basis here, you know, there is
love
a shortage.
Love those Middletons.
Oh, yeah, there is a shortage of houses. You know, we're
absolutely
usually 1,100 or 1,200 houses in MLS, and it dropped to 300 one time. It may be up to 400 now. But and there were 511 closed sales, up from 398 in the previous quarter. And up from 361 a year ago. So that's all.
Those are all
numbers,
big numbers. Those are historic highs.
You can see. Where can people see this?
Yep.
They come to your.
So this is on our website, and JQ distributed. As a chamber member, you'll receive it in a distribution.
Right. That's correct.
So this is, yeah, but this is a resident on the Golden Valley Bank website. Mm-hmm. And you can look at Redding, Chico, and Oroville. And you can look at it over time. We have, you know, all the ones that we've put together on there. You know, we talk about housing, but then it shows the mix of sales. Most of the sales are in the $250,000 to $500,000 range. And if you know, if there's two people making $15 an hour, they can afford a house within that range. That'll mm-hmm. get you a new house, a starter house, a relatively, you mm-hmm. know, a good middle, maybe a step-up house. And so, you know, I think what we're seeing is encouraging. As long as rates stay relatively close to where they are.
And what are rates now?
Rates are still in the low threes.
Okay.
On a 30-year fixed rate,
right,
which is usually the measurement.
Right.
And it's just a matter of getting the down payment. We're, you know, I know that the city and the county will be getting money to help with affordable housing. And we haven't had a conversation with them, but, you know, one of the things that's been tried and worked in the past is down payment assistance programs. I don't think we have ones currently in our market. That would help stimulate, you know, first-time home buyers, too. I think that's always been an effective way to do that.
I wanted to touch on that, on affordable housing, because what I've been hearing from the realtors lately, from Kent Dagg and from Cameron Middleton, is this term known as workforce housing. And I thought that was a really interesting connotation, or I don't know if it's a spin, but just to say, look, if the EDC is as successful as we think it's going to be in the near future, yes, and let's say that there is a need for many new employees to our community, where are they going to live? And so putting that workforce housing, yep, on it, I think it might incentivize the public sector to get more involved in making it possible for developers to build homes in certain price ranges.
No, I think that's a great point. I think we're seeing, you know, at the EDC, we've talked about that a little bit. I'm on the board and the vice chairman this year. We've got Todd Jones as the president, who comes on here and talks a lot, yeah, about the specifics of what's going on. But our goal is to attract and retain businesses in our community. And the focus historically has been on manufacturing and industrial. And we've expanded that to other, you know, other, mm-hmm, service industries, distribution. And I think, you know, we've seen, through long-term efforts, some wins recently. We've got closed sales out at Stillwater.
Yeah.
We have some large parcels under contract. I think in the last couple of weeks at the council, there's been two letters of interest that have been sent locally, both of them on businesses that are here in town that are expanding greatly. One was acquired and will be expanding out there. And so all of those have meaningful jobs. They're not entry level jobs. You know, they're good, solid workforce level jobs.
And I can see the when you're saying that workforce level is,
yep,
you're not making the $250,000 a year salaries, but you're making the equivalent of, you know, $30, $40 mm-hmm. an hour,
I can,
and you can now. You can qualify.
Well,
for
it's interesting.
I've got a question during the break.
It's interesting to look at that model because we look at the fact that we have the lower income and the higher income. If you're just having a general look at the population, like where is the middle income? I mean, you know, Eric and I. There's no secret here that we grew up in the Sacramento area. We went to the same high school. I'd say we were. You know, kind of at, both of our parents were kind of corporate, so it was at, we were at what we'd call like average, maybe a little above average, but not like in the, you know, we our homes were in the $30,000 range or something back in the 70s.
When the parents bought them.
And,
you know, my dad was as a career engineer at Caltrans.
Yeah, my dad was at Aerojet, so.
And so, you know, just good, solid middle income. Jobs.
You know how much that $30,000 house is worth today?
We're talking about that.
$800,000.
You guys are trying to create that an affordability for those people.
It comes back to the American dream and wanting it to be alive and well in Reading. I believe it is. I know that our family felt the pinch when we initially wanted to move to Reading from Chico from our little apartment. I was the sole breadwinner for the household, and we were getting priced out just before the bubble burst in the housing market back in the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
And so you're looking at comparing that time to this time, and there are some pretty substantial differences, I would say, in those two, but still we are – You feel like it's unsustainable to see housing prices continue to climb like they are. We're kind of reaching that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think we've seen a flattening. I think now more recently, this measurements as of June 30th, more recently we've seen them kind of flatten out.
Plateau. Yeah, it's starting to go down.
Yeah, you know, the supply is still small of homes for sale.
And that's the bottom line is, you know, the supply and demand. And that's why it's so important that we're seeing more. And this, the other big part of this is the building portion. And we'll hit that on the other side of the break here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. My barbershop of choice, of course, for the last 14 years. They work on appointments. Oh, give them a call at 244-9478. Go to Man's Last Stronghold. Sit in there and find out what's going on in our world at Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
What do your neighbors say about the Fountain Wind Project?
The Fountain Wind Project is near and dear to my heart. We need more electric producing facilities.
The job creation, the money that's going to go to Shasta County from the tax revenues, the construction jobs that are going to benefit all of our businesses, you know, that's the heart of this.
The project is predicted to generate over $50 million. Fountain Wind is bringing high-paying jobs to this area, not just for the construction period, but long after.
I support what wind and energy brings to us as a community, as a state, as a country, in the world.
We all know right now fire prevention and fuels reduction are key topics, and especially in the area that we live in. So join me in helping to see the Fountain Wind Project come to fruition.
Join your neighbors and support Fountain Wind to bring increased fire prevention, $50 million in tax revenue, and clean energy to Shasta County.
Working remotely and wanting to level up by maximizing your working experience? Stop by Drop In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East. Rachel left a 5-star review for Drop In. Love this place. I moved to Reading recently from the Bay Area and work remotely full time. Started going nuts at home, and luckily, this place is a great location and meets my needs beyond my expectations. They also left a 5-star review. Very productive place. It took me a few hours at Drop In to finish a few days' work at home. Internet is super fast. Drop In Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East in Reading.
All aboard! Haas Farms is now open, and it's family night fall fun for the whole family with a kids' roller coaster, go-karts and bumper cars, pony rides, little bug playland and petting zoo, zip lines and pumpkin cannons. Jump on the Haas Express Railroad train and cruise around the orchard. Family night is every Thursday with free general admission thanks to Sinorama. Haas Farms is now open for all the fall fun and food.
Haas Kettle Corn, hot dogs, Moe's Pizza, plus beer and wine for the 21 and over. All haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday. The Field of Screams, the Sinister Workshop, and the Zombie Slayer paintball excursions. Come blast some zombies on the Zombie Slayer rides. Special thanks to sponsors Above Board Construction and Roofing, Redding Heating and Air, Cinerama, Redding Harley Davidson, and Only One Benji. All tickets are being sold online this year, so for complete pricing and a schedule of events, get online to HawesFarms.com. That's HawesFarms.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
And good morning and welcome to our morning show. Hey, we're flying here this morning. We looking forward to, we got Jake Mangus and Eric Woodstrom with us this morning. We're talking about economic development and, the snapshots that you've got going here, and some great information that you're passing. Yeah. But we were talking about affordable housing.
But this portion of the show is about Benton Airfare. It's going to be this Saturday. This is going to be a great time. This is a non-paid announcement, but it is going to be great. It's the 103rd anniversary of Benton Air Park. They're going to have the U.S. Army Golden Knights parachute team jumping in, performing twice, once between 10 and 11 a.m. and again between 1 and 3. It's $5 to get in. Kids are free. They're going to have a pancake breakfast in the morning, opening ceremonies. We'll have Mayor Aaron Reznor and Congressman Doug Glamoffa will be here. Military flybys, Reading Police, Fire, and CHP will have displays, kids zones. Wow. And a 300-car show and shine put on by Cool April Nights.
Nice.
Cool this April is Nights. Going to
cool
be
April Nights, yes.
Benton Airfare this Saturday from 8 to 4 p.m.
I'm going to be there.
I'm going to be there. Okay.
And if you get there early, stop by and have breakfast at the little restaurant up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. You could do that, but they also are having a pancake breakfast.
Oh, they are. Okay. Yeah. Well, we should do that.
Right. Yep. Now.
Yes.
And a barbecue lunch. Jake Mangus, CEO of Haven Humane, Reading Chamber of Commerce,
yep.
And Eric Wisdom, Director of Golden Valley Bank. And Golden Valley Bank is based out of?
Golden Valley Bank is actually headquartered in Chico. It was opened about 15 years ago by a group of business people in the Chico area. Expanded up to Reading. It's actually had a loan production office here in Reading for about 13 years, but opened a full service office 3 years ago. And so it's been, I've been with them a little over 2 years, and we've got a great, isn't that something? We've got a great group of bankers there to help, meet the needs of the community, whether it's your personal needs, whether it's your business needs. You know, we talked a little bit about it. In the last hour, you had Jeff Finker, the president and CEO, Cornerstone Bank, as the banking industry has evolved. And I know, Jeff spent some time talking about technologies and different things like that. But truly, both of us feel very strongly there's a niche and a purpose for a community bank.
Absolutely.
And that's to serve the business needs of the local community, to be something more than just filling out a box, checking some boxes, making a loan or not a loan. And, when I leave here, I'm going to go out and look at some projects for financing. We're going to, talk to some about new projects for financing. And we're down to Cornerstone and Golden Valley are really the two community banks left in our town.
October 1st, Merchants Banks, the former Reading Bank of mm-hmm. Commerce, was acquired by a bank out of Washington. Mm-hmm. And then just Friday, it was announced that signs changed to Columbia National Bank or Columbia Bank. And now they've been acquired by Umpqua. Just boom, boom, boom. So, you know, our community, previous community banks are getting scooped up left and right. And
you want to go in where the people know your name.
Exactly.
And by the way, 90% of the time we thank Eric Wiscombe because he's the reason we have we have Free Fire Media working with you before. And
forward thinking.
Yeah, paid that loan off last year.
Yes, you did.
And the 10% of the time we curse you. just to let you know. Okay, now we're
it's like, why can't you just said no and then we just be out, you know, fishing someplace?
I could be doing something else. I could be, I could be, God knows what I'd be doing.
Who knows?
You know, shoeing horses. Economic snapshot for the second quarter is huge. It is absolutely huge. If you just look, and by the way, you can see this on the Golden Valley Bank website, but Jake sent this all out to every member of the Chamber of Commerce. And how many members
are
there now?
We've got roughly 1,000 members at the Chamber and all shapes and sizes. So it's kind of cool to get that snapshot look of a real variety of business sizes and types. We know the K-shaped recovery is in full effect right now.
What is K-shaped?
When you look at the shape of a K, you've got the line that goes up and down, and then you've got the one arm of the K that goes up, and then the other leg of the K that goes down. So you're seeing businesses having record years and outstanding, strong, times right now. And then on the other side, on the leg that's going down, you've got certain businesses that aren't doing as well.
Okay.
And that's what we have seen certainly over the last year. The market has been flooded with a lot of money. Consumers have cash in their pocket to spend. So you're seeing things go really well for some and then not as well for others. But thankfully, overall, we've got a strong scenario in the community. That's just kind of, that's my look at it quickly.
Think you're absolutely right. There's, if for the most part, a lot of our businesses survived the pandemic. You know, it's still with us, but they've adapted. They've figured out ways to continue to earn money.
Improvise, adapt, and overcome.
Yep, exactly.
It's not easy.
You know, I think the hardest ones hit are certainly the restaurant business. You know, it's been tough on them. You know, people, for when they were shut down, they weren't allowed people. Now they are allowed people and there's all sorts of rules and stuff. And there's no doubt that the most difficult, sector of our economy, I think is the restaurant and service, industry. But,
I'll just say that, the PPP that we talked about, that saved so many businesses.
Yes.
And then when the second PPP came around, because the businesses, many businesses like ours, we worked hard, we cut costs, we really worked hard, and we didn't qualify for it because we didn't lose enough money. And I went back to my CPA and I said,
like, hey, wait,
try the cash basis. That's what they were saying. They're like, accrual basis versus cash basis.
Well,
sometimes
you didn't qualify for that. But then there's been other things,
There's
Reading Rancheria giving grants of $5,000.
Well, and the money that came through the city that the chamber helped.
The chamber gave out a lot.
We also have in the works right now. It's not dead. It's very much alive. The prospects of finding some additional money from the American Rescue Plan Act. The county received about $35 million. The city of Reading, roughly $19 million. And in fact, Barry Tippin gave a staff recommendation to the council recently to award $1.5 million in grant money to the chamber, another $1.5 million to the local community foundation. We would focus on for-profit businesses in Reading, the community foundation nonprofits in Reading. And the council balked at approving it at this time, saying that we haven't received the final rules from the federal government as to how to spend the money. So until that happens, we're not comfortable releasing these funds. So Carrie Currency at the community foundation and myself have been charged with going back to the business community and saying, do you need money at this time? If so, how much and how long would that sustain you? So we're going to come back to the council with some real numbers, and hopefully that will help
encourage them to support in this way. There are many hands in the cookie jar right now.
Yeah. And no, there's no doubt about it. And I think that's a good point, is determining where the need continues to be. You know, we talked about the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, which was, you know, came out of some of the quick legislation that happened during the pandemic. We don't have a great measurement. We estimate that both in Shasta County and Butte County, each of them received over $500 million. You know, businesses in our, it's direct to businesses to help cover payroll during that period of time.
Well, payroll, leases on your property.
Yeah, the community banks led the way in that, by the way.
Yes, we did. I think we all rolled up our sleeves and just said, let's get things done for our businesses and our community.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Yeah, I got a couple of questions on a couple of businesses that are coming into town. But first of all, did that gentleman just say that we got $500 million with a B dollars per county?
That's our estimate that we felt there was about $500 million in total that was distributed through businesses, directly to businesses, in Shasta County and Butte County.
Through that Paycheck Protection Program.
$1 billion with a B between these two counties, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, my question is, any word on when the casino or if the casino is able to move to the freeway? And also, when is Costco going to be a reality, and what is the traffic pattern going to be over there? I drive by that an awful lot, and I'm kind of wondering how that's going to work. So maybe you guys have the answer to that.
Well, just so that you know, tomorrow morning, Ready Ranch Rhea, Terry, will be with us at 8 o'clock,
yeah.
and we're going to talk
that's
about
that.
That's
probably the more appropriate place to give an update on what they're doing.
They can expand on it.
Okay, well, how about Costco?
Okay, Costco.
On the Costco thing, you're seeing what we're seeing, Terry, which is the trees removed, the
they're
site
gone.
Being
they're
planned,
yeah.
And they're moving ahead. So I haven't heard of any additional hiccups to that project. I know that on the traffic study side, I'm not a traffic engineer. I've talked to Russ Wenham and folks like that, and we know that when they draw these things out with the roundabouts and all the stuff and the freeway interchange expansion and everything that's going to have to happen, you know, you kind of look at that with one eyebrow raised, saying, well, will reality end up panning out like these computer models do? I would say that from our standpoint at the Chamber, we are certainly excited for Costco's expansion and move to that location. I know that's going to be a very busy part of town, though.
Yep, no doubt about that. It's going to be busy. But I think, you know, on the other side of I-5, on the east side of I-5, there's been the development there with I'm going to make sure I get this right. Save Mart.
Yes, correct.
Panda Express.
Yeah, Panda Express.
In and out. Yeah.
And while there's traffic there, it's certainly not insurmountable traffic. There's more cars coming through there.
It'll be interesting to see how they handle this because that's a lot of traffic.
On the
casino side,
we know that there was a change, of course, with the Secretary of the Department of the Interior being a Native American for the first time and the project being unpaused recently.
Yeah,
it'll be interesting to hear about that tomorrow.
Tune in tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and we're going to be talking about that.
And now, Tracy Edwards is joining the Chamber of Commerce Board in 2022. So
wonderful.
We'll have a front row seat there.
Right. Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break here.
We'll
come back. Let's talk about some of the new members, too. We're going to just do some shout-outs with the new members from Chamber. We'll be right back here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
I'm ready.
Uh-huh. I'm having
ZZ
fun here.
ZZ Top.
Oh, man.
Dusty Rhodes. Passed.
You know, I did like LaGrange over in Trinity County in Weaverville. That was a
yep.
good place to
Yep, it sure yeah. was.
Linda, I saw ZZ Top first time on my birthday in Sturgis.
Yep.
And Linda was standing right beside
right
me.
Right there.
And we were like 25 feet from the stage.
Yeah, it was cool.
And I remember what he said. And he said,
"You got to grow a beard, man."
Oh, that wasn't what he said?
No, sorry.
What he said was, "We've been playing the same three chords for 50 years, and you all seem to like
still
it.
Still works.
And it still works."
Not much you need to say.
I'm here at the Civic. Which brings me to my next question.
Sure.
This proposed land sale.
Yes.
The total redoing of that whole area down there. We'll get to that just in a second, because you want to notice some people here.
Yeah, I did before we started to go okay. there, because that would be a great way to close. I wanted to do a shout out since Jake is here in the Chamber of Commerce, and I went online. It's great to welcome some new businesses into the chamber, and you've highlighted my Umbrella Marketing and Consulting. I think
Michelle Slade, who's got a show here, so
she's now part of the Met Railroad Park Resort, alive
All
and
right.
well. So great to see that.
In the shadow of Castle Crag.
Yes.
So
right.
great. Real Living Real Estate Professionals. Shop Around the Corner Books. A new bookstore, local bookstore here, which is so fun and yummy when people say, oh, books. No, some people still want to have
still
print.
Want to hold. And this yes. is a first floor retail location in downtown, which is exactly what the specific plan revision was aiming to do.
Angel Light is...
There are lots of Angel Light representatives in the community, I believe. Similar, you know, one of those opportunities for people to be independent contractors.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oshie.
Yes, and Oshie, I got to remember those. That one is techie.
Techie, yeah, yes. Because I went online and I was like, okay, tell me what the, okay. So right. Congratulations to new members of Chamber of the Commerce, which I think shows exactly what we're talking about with economic development, people who are believing in moving forward with their businesses here in the Reading area.
Which takes us to this, the unsolicited proposal. And I think it's always important to say that. This was unsolicited. The entities came in, Populous, K2, Turtle Bay, and McConnell Foundation came in with a proposal to redevelop the area around the Civic, the rodeo grounds, and all that. Thoughts on that, guys?
Yes, we've got a blank canvas down there. Nothing has been decided. There's been no plan for development there. What these folks are doing is they are asking the community to come in and let us know what you think. So tonight at 5:15 is the first of four workshops. The one tonight focuses on surplus property. You know, this is public property. We're just talking about the Civic and the rodeo grounds, not the all of the parcels surrounding it as far as a future sale potentially, but all of those adjacent parcels must be considered when you're looking at this type of a sale of public property. But tonight is not about selling the property.
No,
And in
it's
fact,
about getting ideas.
Getting ideas and looking at the process. Here's the regulatory process that the city must take in the event that they decide to sell.
And you've got the Rodeo Association, the Asphalt Cowboys, and Advance Reading all very much aware and in the loop. They were the first meetings following the closed session council meeting. That the chamber convened to get them together and say, look, this is not about kicking out the rodeo. In fact, we were saying, this is what they're using their words, they're like, we could create the coolest event center that would host the best stop on the rodeo circuit. And all of a sudden you saw the guys in the red shirts and the yellow shirts unfold their arms and they're like, oh,
like,
okay, well,
let me,
we're interested.
Okay.
Tell us more.
I can tell you this. Danny Knott grew up with rodeos here.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is looking for a kind of a real, real enhanced rodeo area. But the Civic, or not the Civic, but the auditorium that they're talking about, we're talking like 15,000 seats.
There's the potential.
There's the potential for something that big where you can bring in the big groups and the big conventions of people to come in here. What do you think, Eric?
Well, I mean, I think it's exciting. It's an exciting opportunity for our community to have input on potentially changing that portion of the Sacramento River. I mean, there's Turtle Bay down there. The Sheraton's been built. The bridge is there. The Civic Center's been rejuvenated in the last 8 to 10 years. The city was trying to figure out how to make it so they didn't have to keep feeding money to it every year.
A million a year.
Yeah, and and that's been changed around. And so now we have an opportunity to really step up. We have, what is the architect group?
Oh,
Populous.
Populous.
Take a look at Michael Lockwood from Shasta High School.
Michael Lockwood, and I was there at the city council meeting when he was on, and he talked about it. His resume, I won't do it justice, but it's impressive. I mean, helping with Oracle Park, where the Giants play, places across the world.
He's on the board of their international. He's on their international board. And
he's going to take it. You know, if this goes forward, he will take personal interest in this. His grandparents had a hardware store.
It was Lockwood Tire on North Market Street.
On North Market Street. You know, there's a history here and a knowledge of our community, that we won't find any place else, and they will help in the design. And obviously, the community will have a lot of input on anything that happens down there, which is the way it should be.
That's right.
And
we're sitting on a treasure here.
Yep.
60,000 cars go by here a day, past our exits here.
And one of the most common, comments from people that come visit is, gosh, it'd be great to be able to do something with your riverfront.
That's correct.
Whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of the first group, and it's a powerful financial and development group that have stepped up and said, we want your input, and we want to try and craft something that makes sense for the community.
Okay.
When we asked the business community and the community at large with that Reading City Identity Project a few years back,
sure.
What do you want to see different here?
Yeah.
And most of the ideas of the 700, 800 ideas were around the riverfront or downtown Reading. So those two are really on people's minds as opportunities in plain sight. And, you know, everyone's got their ideas, and it's going to be exciting to, be a part of this process and open it up to the community to hear what they
say. And that's tonight, 5:15 down at the City Council Chambers. They're going to talk about this, the sale of surplus land plus other things. During the next three, you're going to see the presentation by, Populist and the, K2, Turtle Bay and the, McConnell Foundation, what their proposal is. I think we can't let this one get by us.
Yep.
And if there's better ideas, well, let's hear that. But it's going to be it can be a game changer.
It'll be exciting.
But we want to keep ready too.
And mark your calendars for November 19th because Eric is going to be coming in and be my co-host that day, and we're going to be talking more on this subject matter and just what's happening in the month of November with banking and business growing, and we may have some special announcements as well as we'll have our real estate experts in as well that day. So that's the Friday before Thanksgiving. Thank you for agreeing to co-host with me that day.
My pleasure, Linda.
And thank you so much for joining us this morning on KCNR. Tomorrow, we have the Rancheria coming in. We're going to hear some great soon-to-be-released tomorrow.